It's time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Tom Rutherford.
Last week, Climate Change Minister Simon Watts announced the government's decision for New Zealand to exit the Beyond Oil and Gas Alliance. The organisation was formed in 2021 by countries and other stakeholders to discuss the phase-out of fossil fuels in favour of more environmentally friendly fuel sources. The decision to leave the alliance follows the repeal of the ban on oil and gas exploration, which the government says is a necessary decision to ensure we have the necessary resources to transition towards more environmentally friendly fuel sources. The Green Party has criticised the move, saying it undermines our international reputation as a frontrunner on environmental issues and our personal commitments to combating climate change. The government has also announced upcoming changes to ADHD diagnoses, allowing general practitioners or GPs to diagnose ADHD and prescribe medication. The change follows long wait times and difficult processes for children and adults with ADHD to access a diagnosis or the necessary medication. In our weekly catch-up with the National Party's Tom Rutherford, Tuesday Wire host Castor asked about each of these issues, beginning with the departure from the Beyond Oil and Gas Alliance.
Why did New Zealand sign up to the Beyond Oil and Gas Alliance in the first place?
Yeah, that was a decision made in 2021, is my understanding. Made by the previous government, and we've made the decision that New Zealand has and will continue to have one of the most renewable electricity sectors in the world, but we've also committed to our climate targets and our international climate obligations, but as we undertake our energy transition towards lower emissions fuels, natural gas will definitely play an important role in the stability of the system until viable alternatives are in place. And so we've repealed the ban on offshore oil and gas exploration, and we've set aside a tag contingency of $200 million over 4 years for co-investment in new gas fields through Budget 2025.
Yeah, so why have we left the Beyond Oil and Gas Alliance now?
So on this basis of both falling domestic production presenting a real risk to our future energy needs, the government had been looking at all options to extend the supply of gas as a critical energy source, and with the repealing of the ban on oil and gas, as I just mentioned, and the setting aside of tag contingency for co-investment in new gas fields, we decided to withdraw our associate membership of the Beyond Oil and Gas Alliance, and that was communicated to the Secretariat of the Alliance on the 21st of June.
Last year, Climate Change Minister Simon Watts said we wouldn't necessarily have to leave the agreement despite repealing the oil and gas ban. What's changed since then?
Yeah, I can't speak on behalf of for the Minister in particular to those comments, but what I can say was the catalyst for leaving the Alliance was our decision to repeal the previous government's ban on offshore oil and gas exploration. We are still committed to our climate targets, so as we undertake our energy transition towards lower emissions fuels, natural gas will play an important role in the stability of the system until we find viable alternatives. And so we joined the Alliance back at the Glasgow Summit in 2021, and with this change towards our repeal of the oil and gas ban, we didn't think being an associate member was the right thing to be doing.
If we're considering our international reputation with regards to our clean green identity and our goals to become emissions free moving forward, does this undermine our image internationally?
No, so the government notified the Alliance members in June that the repeal of the oil and gas ban was coming and removing ourselves from the group. We then had the Ministry for Foreign Affairs and Trade communicate the decision in advance to Pacific countries, and we haven't received any negative feedback from other countries on our move. Being an associate member, as New Zealand was required, working to end subsidies for oil and gas and ending public finance for development, and so we haven't had any negative feedback from any of our partners or any of our international colleagues on the decision that we've made.
Will there be any other groups or agreements that the New Zealand government or New Zealand as a country has signed up to regarding reducing emissions or regarding improving our climate impact that might be exited now that we've repealed the ban on oil and gas?
I am not in a position to be able to answer that. That's not a no or a yes. It's just to say that I'm not aware if that's likely to happen in the future or not. And I think that would be a question best put to the minister directly himself.
Moving on to the ADHD diagnosis changes, the government recently announced changes to how it can be diagnosed in New Zealand. What are the changes and why are they coming about now?
Yeah, so last week the Minister for Mental Health, Matt Ducey, welcomed the changes that would enable GPs and nurse practitioners to diagnose and treat adults with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which is ADHD. This means from February next year, New Zealanders will have faster access to assessments and treatment for ADHD. And this is really a great step forward for timely access to support and for system efficiency. A number of our GPs and nurse practitioners are already working really closely with psychiatrists to treat ADHD, so they already have the skills to manage this work. And the Ministry of Health is working with sector representatives to develop a clinical principles framework for the assessment and treatment of ADHD, and this will ensure that there's quality and consistency for supporting patients with ADHD in New Zealand.
Yeah. Will there be additional training or measures put forward for GPs to ensure that people get a trustworthy diagnosis and to ensure that those are aligned with the diagnoses that people may have had previously from psychiatrists?
Yeah, so as I said, the Ministry of Health is working with sector representatives to develop a clinical principles framework for the assessment and treatment of ADHD, and this will ensure that there is a quality and consistency for supporting patients with ADHD. There have been many advocates with lived experience who have spent years advocating for this change, and these changes will have a really positive impact on many people's ability to access what is often life-changing medicines.
That was the National Party's Tom Rutherford speaking about plans to scrap the nationwide, speaking about the move away from the oil and gas alliance and changes to ADHD diagnoses.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Tom Rutherford.